Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is John Turnage from Livonia, Michigan.
Now, where is Livonia, Michigan?
We're west of Detroit. We're about 5 miles from the Detroit border and 30 miles from downtown.
Okay, and what do you do there?
I'm an electronic publisher, technical illustrator. I work for a company that provides manuals for the big three and other car companies.
Oh, really? So you're sort of an adjunct to the car business?
Yeah, somewhat. Luckily, we're pretty diverse. We work with a lot of different companies, and we're not handcuffed to just one. So.
Otherwise, you'd be sunk.
I guess.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Thanks.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is John's topic?
You can't evict me. I'm a level 9 orc warlock with a magic staff.
The whole point of those massive, time-consuming virtual reality games on the Internet is to give us a break from the real world and let us be whoever or whatever we want to be. No limits, no problems. But this week we read a story about an online world shaken by real people meddling offline. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about reality intruding on virtual reality. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, first let's hear from Paul Provenza.
Search for the Unicorn is a multiplayer online game where players travel through time and mythological legends to find the only living unicorn held in captivity by an evil overlord. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has hacked into the game servers to disrupt the game and bombarded the gaming company with threatening emails. In a statement on their website, PETA states, "No animal should be kept in captivity, virtually or otherwise." Just because an animal doesn't exist doesn't mean it doesn't have rights. If it must not exist at all, it must not exist freely and in the wild. Fans of the game say PETA is making the virtual situation worse and defeating their own purpose. Said one gamer, "The objective of the game is to free the unicorn, not skin it and wear its fur."
PETA objecting to a game in which players try to free a completely fictional unicorn. Your next story of escapist web geeks confronted with reality comes from Moraka.
St. Paul, Minnesota's Joe Bagnoli always wanted to figure skate, so when the 44-year-old received Nintendo's DreamSkate 08 as a Christmas gift, his Olympic dreams were virtually realized. Skating in his socks on an electronic floor pad, he regularly scored threes and fours for his modest single lutzes and toe loops, with the occasional stumble. But when he suddenly landed a perfect triple salchow as part of a flawless long program, suspicions were aroused among his jealous online skating competitors. Was Bagnoli using performance-enhancing drugs? Said skating legend Dick Button, quote, "It is almost impossible to achieve a triple salchow in such a short span of time without recourse to criminal activity." When police finally busted into Bagnoli's home, they found something worse than steroids. Bagnoli wasn't doing his own skating. He'd brought in former girlfriend Tara Lipinski to skate for him. Lipinski and Bagnoli are both under investigation.
Cheating an online figure skating game. Your last story of online fun ruined by real-world concerns comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Fans of the new and hugely popular Age of Conan role-playing game were deflated, flattened, drooping, and sagging recently when the breasts of some of the Amazon barbarian queens they created suddenly shrank in size. Players of the fantasy game had taken the fantasy to new levels by creating avatars with ginormous zoftigness. And they suspected censorship in the shrinkage. There is almost no cleavage, just a flat area between them, and yes, they do sag, wailed a player named Crystal. But Funcom, the company that made the game, said it was just a computer glitch, and the pneumatic avatars would be reinflated. In short, it was just a classic Tempest in a D-cup.
Which of these is the real story of a kerfuffle in the virtual world? Was it from Paul Provenza, PETA hacking into a game trying to save a unicorn that doesn't exist? From Mo Rocca, an online figure skating scandal in which it turns out somebody had been using a ringer to win? Or from Kiri O'Connor, the fabulous breasts on the avatars of players in Age of Conan being suddenly deflated by management? Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
I think I'm going to end up going with Kiri's Story.
Really? Why that one?
Well, I have some friends that play computer games.
Oh, you do that? No, go on about it, please. No, tell me about it.
I can definitely imagine them creating gigantically breasted women.
Really?
In on the computer.
Yeah, no. They don't yet have the technology to do that in real life yet.
Not
too
yet,
bad.
No.
So your choice then is Kiri's Story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with it.
Men spend thousands and thousands of hours playing Age of Conan, and they've just decided they'd rather look at large-boobed women than people who look like them.
That was Lev Grossman. He covers digital culture for Time Magazine, explaining why players revolted when their avatar's breast size was reduced. Congratulations, you got it right.
Excellent.
Well done.
It's an odd quote. Rather than look at somebody that looks like them,
yeah, I know.
I have a feeling that some of the guys sitting at home have pretty large breasts.
Yeah. You earned a point for Kiri. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done, John.
Awesome.
Well done.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for playing with us today.
Thanks very much.